El Pieni Hombre. Yeah, that's Duran. All right, already, lady. The pain will subside. That's Duran Duran. And hungry like the wolf. Yeah, it's about 12 before 10. Oh, man, I'm ready to pack it in. I am ready. You can put a fork in me, buddy, because I am done to you in. Yeah, oh, what a stressful job this is, you know. Look at me. I'm soaked in sweat here. My hands are shaking. Ashtray overflowing with camels. I got to relax. Next thing you know, it'll be the big one, you know. I keep the Ronco pocket defibrillator handy in case of emergency, but you never know. Might be the big one. Straight line. Cardiac red. The gift of gab. The gift of gab. Let him do a home on a cold coast lab. Yeah, all right. Let me just relax. That's what the doctor always says. Grease, it's okay to be tense for 4 hours a day, but you got to unwind. The problem comes in when you don't unwind when you get off. So let me think about relaxing things. Let me think about a beach. Let me think about the sea. Yeah. Let me think about just lying there. Yeah, my eyes closed. The sun kissing my skin. Reeking ever so slightly of copper tongue. Yeah, oh, you see, I'm relaxing already. Nice. I spent some time on an island like that once. Yeah, well, I was out boating, and my boat broke down. Somewhere in the Pacific. I wasn't sure where, because when the boat broke down, my compass slipped over the side, I lost all my charts, and I finally thought I was a dead man. I just drifted. I figured one day a storm will come up, and having no power, I won't be able to properly face the waves, and I'll broach and be dead. Or I just die of thirst out here on a flat, flat, burning sea. But luck was with me, and the winds blew me to an island. And the island was lush, and there was fruit, and there were animals. But unfortunately, there were no women. And I, as you know, am a man called horse. I need my women. Like some men need the rain, the seas, the trees, the pretty cool, the scenery, I need my hobble gaggity. But there was a camel. The island was inhabited by this one camel. And I know you look at me saying, my God, man. Tell you what, after about 6 weeks, that old camel started looking pretty good. So one night, I waited until the camel lay sleeping. And I crept up upon it. And I leapt from my hiding place, and I grabbed that camel around the neck. But that camel, the second it felt me on it, jumped up and started swinging me around. Not trying, buddy. I'm a beefy, bulky man. I kicked its legs out from under, trying to get it down on the ground just long enough, but it'd stand up again, knock me out, and kick me, knock me. The thing was, you know, stood 7-8 feet off the ground. Finally, I'd be too winded. I got the camel subdued, but I was so out of breath, I couldn't do any hubble-the-guggity. And finally, you know, while I was catching my breath, the camel caught its breath and took off. That happened time and time again. I'd go another 3 weeks trying to endure the build-up there. But finally, I just couldn't contain myself any longer, and I'd leap on that camel, but the camel would throw me every time. It was just too big. And by the time I subdued it, I was so out of breath, so as to be useless as a man. Well, I thought I was doomed to a life of frustration until one day, while walking along the beach, I came upon a woman. She was in ripped clothing, practically naked. She was bleeding and feverish. And I looked out and I could see the remnants of a sailboat dashed against the rocks. Obviously another wayfarer lost her way, was blown up by the night storm. And I lay at my feet. I felt, and yes, feeling for her carotid artery, I noticed a slight, faint pulse. I brought her into my little lean-to. And slowly, painstakingly, I ladled soup across her burning lips. At night, when she had the chills, I held her close so that the heat of my body would keep her from getting pneumonia. I covered her. I walked with her slowly, those first tentative steps. I bandaged her wounds. I washed her feet. I saw to it that she was comfortable. Eventually, she got her strength back. We jogged along the beach. Day in, day out, she got stronger, more vibrant. We lifted weights together. We helped each other get big. Then one night, as we were sitting around the fire, I thought I'd ask her the question that had been burning in my mind for so long. We just had a big dinner. I made some of that homemade island wine. Her brown skin looked so good by the fire. Oh, God, she looked incredible. So I said, baby, there's something I've been wanting to ask you since you came to the island. She smiled and she said, what? I said, could you give me a hand with this camel, please? Yeah, if you could just hold it right down, you wouldn't mind for just a second. Huh?